We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hey, give it to us straight. What becomes of these poor folks concerned about their health coverage, which went out the door with their jobs, we assume?
Sure. As we all are pretty much concerned that New Yorkers are losing their jobs, their pay is being cut, and they naturally have to be worried about health insurance. The New York State of Health has done a lot of things in order to make it easier for people as we deal with COVID-19. So one of the things I want to mention is that they opened up a special enrollment session. So anybody who did not have the opportunity to either gain health insurance during the recent open enrollment period that ended in February, or either they missed the open enrollment period or they did not sign up in time, they now have an opportunity to sign up through April 15th.
Okay, so that was so one of the so it's been expanded then, is what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay.
Open enrollment is now open for people who did not apply or were not eligible during the February time. They can now open up the enrollment period till April 15th. So please go out there and seek information to sign up now.
Okay. So, Roger, does that mean we'll get a break on the eligibility requirements also?
Absolutely. Another thing that they did was to relax some of the eligibility requirements. So, for example, one of the things that someone has to do when they apply through the New York State of Health is to identity proof. They usually have to submit documentation to prove their identity. They've relaxed those, and they now are allowing a telephonic over-the-phone attestation. So it's a three-way conversation between the New York State of Health, the applicant, and the health insurance plan assister that is assisting the person. So that's one great thing. You no longer have to actually submit documentation. You can do a telephone attestation of your identity proofing.
Okay.
And that's just one of many types of relaxed eligibility requirements that they put in place.
Okay, so we don't show up totally in the blind. What specific paperwork do we need to bring with us?
It depends. When somebody is signing up for health insurance, the New York State of Health has algorithm that runs in the back system that will determine what type of documents. Usually, all you have to do is provide proof of income. If you are a non-resident, you have to prove some type of immigration status, and you usually have to prove identity. So it's income, identity, and immigration status are the main things. But not everyone has to supply it. Most of these documents, the state can find through other mechanisms, and they won't ask somebody to submit those things.
Okay. I'm sure the phones have been ringing off the hook over there. Tell us, what are some of the questions that they're asking you? What are some of the key questions they're asking?
Well, some of the key questions is, how do I enroll? And in the past, you had to meet directly with a facilitated enroller or a certified application counselor, and you had to do the enrollment in person. Another thing that the New York State of Health did was to allow for telephonic enrollment. So someone doesn't have to actually meet face-to-face, and we're all practicing social distancing. You can actually call an assist or call the New York State of Health, and you could do the enrollment over the phone. So telephonic enrollment is in place, and that's one of the questions that they're asking. They're also asking, if I had health insurance in the past and I had a monthly premium, depending on what product that I was in, that I'm unable to afford now, am I eligible for a product that might be less expensive? And the answer is yes. We're encouraging everyone to get yourself rescreened. If you feel that you can no longer afford the premium that you've been paying and you think you might be eligible for a product or a plan that might be less expensive or more affordable, you should actually contact a facilitated enroller or an application counselor and have your eligibility reassessed.
Okay. The main takeaway then, of course, the expansion has taken place and the eligibility has relaxed as well.
Correct. Open enrollment is going to go on from now until April 15th. So please, if you didn't apply before, please seek assistance now until April 15th. You should have yourself reassessed if you no longer can afford the product you're in because you may be eligible for a lower price plan. You should know that you can enroll telephonically now and you don't have to meet with an assister in person. Many of the eligibility rules have been relaxed, and even when the state now requires some documentation, they actually set up a mobile app upload so that you can actually take a picture from your phone, scan the documents, and upload it through a mobile upload app. That's another way that they made it more convenient for people to be able to apply without literally having to meet with an enroll in person. You can scan the document and mobile upload it through your cell phone, tablet, or laptop.
Okay, thank you, Roger.